joined by your favorite and fabulous cousins, Prinny Ray
and Amber Lowe.
Yes! Welcome back to another episode,
Hi,
guys.
Everyone. I hope you had a nice week.
If you're new here, welcome.
Welcome. We are your fashionista girls, your lifestyle huns. Welcome on the journey.
Fashionista girls, lifestyle huns, baby ladies.
And if you guys listen to us religiously, welcome back, dolls. Missed you, love yous.
Love you always.
Oh, also, can I just, before this episode starts,
Yeah, sure.
We did like make an announcement to ask you guys to like review us on Apple Podcasts. And we've just had some really lovely reviews.
Have we?
Tears in my eyes. Well, we've got a few reviews.
Well, can you read one out then?
I don't think
I'm up to date.
And I just wanted to, like, we just wanted to thank you guys because it's literally a tiny thing, but it means a lot to us.
And if you haven't done it, like, please do.
Okay, let's see. So the latest one, the review title is Hilarious and Such an Easy Listen.
Aww.
Love this podcast. Love this podcast. I tune in weekly and the girls are really hilarious. I really relate to a lot of the topics they explore. And as a woman, it's very refreshing hearing two women so confidently speak with an open, honest mind on a platform. Highly recommend.
Who's cutting them red onions? Because I'm crying. Wow. You know what? I really like, it tears me up when people use the word confident in relation
yeah.
to us.
Because
it's like, I don't even know what I'm doing here.
No,
but I'm
literally.
Here.
Should I read one more just
one
for good
more,
luck?
Yeah.
Oh my, which one should I read? Someone said, it's all about the vibes. Definitely one of my favourite UK podcasts. The energy these two bring is top notch and the fashion commentary is top notch too. Sheed. My first day legit not complete without listening to Prinny and Amber.
You see, guys, like, it really does, like, it means a lot. It makes us, gives us a bit of boost.
Yeah, because
bit of happiness.
Once we read these, we're like, okay, so we're doing all right. Like
keep
people,
going.
Like, keep
yeah,
going.
Yeah.
People are enjoying it. Because obviously we do this because we love it and it's fun. And, you know, I get to see my cousin every week and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, we also need that kind of confidence boost as well
yeah.
to like carry on.
And it's nice to know that like, we're doing a good job. I guess.
Yeah. Because you don't really hear it. Like, you're just on a podcast and you're just talking.
Like in an empty room, then
yeah,
literally. Like, I hope people enjoyed that.
Yeah, so yeah, just a thank you.
And again, if you haven't, please head over to Apple Podcasts and
yes.
you know, just give us some stars,
yeah,
five preferably.
If you think we're worthy of that, which we are
a
five star podcast.
All right, so before we get into the main crux of this episode,
yeah,
we just want to throw it back to last week, which is a few bullet points, a few
yeah.
amendments to
yeah.
the information.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to last week's episode, oh my gosh, go and
Where
check
have
it
you been?
Out. Go and check what episode? 96 episode 96.
96.
Baby ladies.
Oh my god, we're a month away. We're 4 weeks away
from 100.
From 100, guys. By the way, sorry, we completely slipped my mind, but we're 2 years old.
You know what? There's a lot of announcements. There's a lot going on.
We turned 2 years old a few weeks ago, but our lives have been so hectic that like
we had such a fluster.
Yeah, completely skipped past that. But I think we need to like celebrate our wins.
We've been doing yappa 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 for two years. What are we even talking about?
What the hell have we been talking about?
That's like, how many hours is that? That's like an hour times
365. Oh no, once
or
a
96
week.
Episodes.
Yeah,
so that's like. Ouch.
Oh, wait,
nine,
let me get my calculator. 60 minutes.
96 hours, sorry.
5,760 hours of yappa, yappa, yappa.
How did you get that?
I just did 96 times 60. If there's...
But that's minutes,
oh, wait,
so then
I'm
it's
confused.
1 hour, so it's just one times 96. 96 hours. No, that was me staring at the wall, like, how many hours are in 96
Yeah,
because
I thought it was... Yeah, okay, fine, yeah.
That's minutes, I think, you got there. Five,
yeah.
How many? 5,000?
I don't know. Point is, we've been doing this a very long time. Here's to many more years.
Clink, clink, our little water bottles.
Our little water.
We don't even
clink,
drink
clink.
Much lately.
Do you
what
know what
are
it
we?
Is, guys? It's just like, after work coming, I'm like, oh, I just can't bother. And we've usually had a heavy one as well, so it's like our one day off rest of not drinking alcohol.
quite literally. As I was saying, sorry, if you haven't listened to episode 96, Baby Ladies Take the Red Cup. Sorry, I'm shortening it. Whatever, you get it. Go check it out because that is such a stunning episode. Mm. We got into so much VMAs, Met Gala, New York Fashion Week. But I feel like it's the Met Gala stuff that there's been such a follow on.
Yeah, I'm literally.
Did you want to make a statement?
Yes, yeah, sorry. I would like to make a statement. My PR and lawyers we worked as a team collectively, and there is something that I would like to state.
Not the cough.
Last week, during episode 96, I made a comment about a model whose name is Precious, and I asked, is this Precious from Precious the film? And I did get a lot of hate for that comment online because it was kind of taken out of context. But I do just want to clear up that my only reasoning for saying that is because her name was Precious. So I was like, because it isn't Precious, the actor Precious, her real name Precious in real life.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Have you watched a movie?
Like many, many thousands of years ago. Okay. So I just, that's where I, it was just a name thing. Yeah. It wasn't because she looked like her, because like, I don't remember what the girl looks like.
Yeah.
It was just, oh, name Precious, Precious, is this Precious?
Yeah. And I also think, like you said, a lot of things are out of context. And when you're doing podcast promotion, you're just promoting like a little snippet and you have to listen to the full episode. And also I feel like you have to know the podcasters to get them. So this was on TikTok and a lot of the people that probably just stumbled never across listened. This on their For You page, they're like, why would you say it? Like,
but I do want to you know Amber, to...
you'll know that she just
no, literally. But I want to apologize to anyone I may have offended, because that was not like an out of pocket, like that wasn't me being rude or malice or like,
and we're not like
anybody.
That.
It was a genuine, like, dumb moment for me, which...
No, literally. I was in the comments like, she's just being goofy. Like, yeah,
no, literally.
She ain't even seen the film.
No, like, a lot of people took it very seriously. And I'm guessing in America, there must be things that people have said about her that have been rude.
Because that's
the way the comments came across to me. But I literally, like, I couldn't care less, to be honest. Like, why would I be rude about someone I don't really know like that?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, I couldn't care less. I was like, where's this going?
Sorry, as in like, I as get in your like point. Do you get what I mean? But yeah, I'm really sorry to anyone I may have offended. And let's start the episode.
On behalf of the people, we accept your apology. All right, yeah, so that was part of the Met Gala follow-ups. Also, you know what? All my information just really comes from TikTok and Twitter. Yeah. So I was on TikTok scrolling, and I saw somebody posted and said that Kim Kardashian stole their look for the Met Gala.
Yes.
But that post has now been deleted.
Kris Jenner.
No, literally, Kris Jenner doing her job. So the person is basically, I think, like a fashion student or something. And they said that they've submitted designs in the past to Kim Kardashian's team, including this one. And they literally showed like the reference images of the outfit,
it's
which
identical.
Is the exact same thing. And I don't know, just rubbed me the wrong way. I think it's even worse that it wasn't even on theme.
Yeah.
So on top of not being on theme, you actually stole that from somebody, but it's not on the theme.
I like, just don't get it, because like, what's happened to your best friend, Olivier from Balmain? And,
ooh, that's a fair point.
And like,
where
and you know, your besties with Donatella Versace and all these designers that you have to go and steal design off like some little kids. Obviously, but they're not a little kid, but it's like
it puts Balenciaga in a. In a pickle, because they're the ones that quote unquote designed.
Which is
it ain't right. So yeah, that's a bit of extra tea for you.
But are we surprised? I'm sure this isn't the first time.
No,
they've done,
I mean, the Kardashians
know?
Are notorious for teeth in the people's tings. So
when they get away with it,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. What else has been happening? What else are the updates? From last week's TikTok, is that it?
I mean, no, the thing? That outfit that you like, Tax the Rich.
Oh my god, right, guys. So the tea for Tax the Rich. Okay, so that's the AOC. What
I think she's a politician.
Yeah, she's a congresswoman.
Yeah, that's it.
For something or other.
But those are her initials or something.
Those are her initials. So her dress, she tried to make a political point and be a bit of an activist, says Tax the Rich. Listen to how ironic this is. The designer of that dress don't pay their taxes.
Let's say allegedly. Just
allegedly.
In case we get,
allegedly. And a cease and desist.
Cease and desist. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. which is like, I'm also just not surprised at all. And many people made comments that like, this was performative activism, this performative activism, and it just like fits the narrative even better now. Apparently that brand, I've gotten the brand, the designer. They owe like 130 grand in taxes, which is...
Brother Velius.
Yeah. It ain't cool.
It just... They've been served 15 tax warrants in total since 2015.
Like, that is so crazy to me.
I mean, it's all alleged, you know, this, it could potentially be a lie. I don't know.
Yeah. It, well,
or it could be.
But I feel like a lot of people in America just don't fucking pay their taxes.
You know what it could be? It could be like they just paid it late. Like, because it's saying they've been served 15, but it's like, are they paid up to date? Or, okay, they currently owe $62,000. Mm. Okay. Okay.
So yeah, that's a bit mad. So the second half of the Met Gala, guys, is coming in 2022, which I actually wasn't aware of. I was like, this is it, this is done. Mm. But they've got another one that's going to be held on May 2nd, and that will be the second part of the American fashion theme. So I hope those who are going to the second part have done their homework, and they
are
have
they going
to
reinvite
their
the
homework.
Same
I don't think so. Maybe they had like a capacity of people they could have.
Ah, COVID, right.
I'm not too
sure what the rules are
in America. They're going a bit here, there and everywhere.
Yeah.
But potentially, like maybe that's the... I mean, I'm looking forward to it either way. But it's like, ooh,
I'm a bit over it now.
Because usually it's in May anyway. So maybe this is like the next year's one. Oh, I don't know.
Just change the theme, because a lot of people have given a lot of things. So now it's like you're either going to rework a version of something that somebody's already done, or think outside the box, which none of them really seem to be able to do. No. So
I just want to make one more comment on Met Gala.
Yeah.
I saw this. So a lot of people were like, where was like the Native Americans and the Indigenous Americans? And like, no one came through with that. But Brown Skin Hazel on Instagram, I'm so sorry, I don't actually know who this person is. But I saw it on Twitter, and they were dressed as a Native American
I believe that might be their take. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a very iconic outfit because they're literally not wearing anything, covered in blood with like feathers being out of their hairs if they've been shot, like bow and arrow, you know?
Wow, so it's really a take on like, you stole our land.
Yeah.
And I think I saw that tweet and somebody made a comment like, it's so funny, like, and a look so iconic and so on trend,
no
one was talking about it. And it's like, I wonder why.
Yeah.
And like I said last week, it's like,
I didn't see that. Kind
of, the country kind of lacks a culture because they don't want to address their history.
Yeah.
And that is just such an, this is case in point.
Mm-hmm. There was loads of people that actually made quite like,
Bold statements, yeah.
But they were nowhere to be seen until post podcast recording. Yeah, and I was like, damn.
But we're seeing publications saying that Rihanna did that. Mm, okay,
liars.
Y'all lied.
Y'all stay lying.
Right. So those are our amendments to episode 96, and let's get into episode 97.
Yay! So this week is
London Fashion Week. Well, I guess by the time this episode drops, it would have just ended.
Yeah.
Thoughts, vibes, feelings?
I mean, it's just dead. I just don't know what to say. It's just dead.
Very.
You know, I looked up many British designers to see what shows they had on. If they didn't, or that it's just being hidden in the depths of the internet, and no one wants them to know that they're having a show. Where was Burberry?
You know what?
Where was Alexander McQueen?
I didn't even care to look up Burberry, you know.
I'm not too sure. Did what's that McCartney? Stella McCartney. I'm not too sure she did, but it was like, where are these people?
I feel like there needs to be a big shift and change in the way that London Fashion Week operates.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to maintain this kind of exclusivity, upper echelon, like only a certain type of people only a certain type of person is invited, and it's very in the know society. Mm-hmm. We might live stream it, we might not, we might put it on YouTube,
we might not.
It's like, if you were there, you were there, and if you weren't, then by Vogue. Like, that's what it kind of gives. And I just feel like the times have moved on. Like, especially if you look at New York Fashion Week, it's very inclusive across the entire, like, fashion world and also the entertainment industry more broadly. Like, not just that Radio 1 presenter or, you know, like,
But don't
the
you
culture
think
needs to be involved more.
It's very representative of just, like,
this
British
country.
People
exactly.
And
yeah,
this
I was
country.
Thinking that. Yeah.
Like, they don't, they like their circles closed. They don't want to invite other people into their thing. They don't, then they just, I don't know, it's just very British to, like, me to not want to share this with the masses and, like, have more accessible things or make it more accessible for everyone to watch.
It needs to make sense. Like, I think, because every time there's a London Fashion Week, I always feel like, am I not following, like, fashion tastemakers?
Yeah.
But I follow a lot of people that are in the fashion world, that are stylists, and even they
are not there.
It don't make sense. Like, I was looking at, there was...
They should be so busy for them, and they're out here in Strawberries and Cream.
What show was I looking at? I'll probably talk about it later, but Mulberry. Too much going on. Mulberry are releasing, like, a limited edition capsule collection with Richard Malone, and they have really nice, like, stunning show. What? Who did I know there? Clara Ampho and Jade from Little Mix. It's like, I'm not being funny, but if I'm looking for, like, what's hot in fashion, what's going on, like, I'm not going on Clara Ampho's page.
Yeah.
I know you love her, that's your girl, but do you know what I mean? I'm not going on her page for that. Like,
if I want to know the next hottest artist or, like, what bloody concert I should go to, then that's when you go to Clara Ampho.
Like, and I feel like there's also... there's a big disconnect. I don't know if it's going to be controversial, but it's not really controversial. There's a big disconnect in terms of, like, the relationship between London Fashion Week and influencers. There is a particular type of influencer they invite, which is I've had a fashion blog since 2009 and, you know, I write about what I did and I take pictures of streets. Like, you know, that quote-unquote traditional fashion influencer versus, where's Jade Pierce?
Yeah.
Where is Molly May?
Mm-hmm.
Where is
Melissa's Wardrobe?
Melissa. That ain't right. No. You know what?
I'm just going to stop at Melissa.
Like, she needs to chop her invite. Maybe she was invited and maybe she chose not to go in COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm sorry. I want to see a Miles Wardrobe front and center sitting next to Clara Ampho and Jade from Little Mix.
Yeah, agreed.
Period. Because then you're then inviting the people in. We get to see, oh, wow, like, Mulberry have this collection. That's sick. Like, oh, I kind of have a bit of pocket money, or that's something my mum would like. Or you get a bigger buzz.
We just don't know how to move with the times.
No.
And we're so behind on so many things. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to fashion and the people who are in that industry, I think they've got a lot of catching up to do with, like, the rest of the world. I don't know how they're going to do that. They're just so stuck. It's just, I don't know. They're stuck in their ways. But yeah, I would have expected to see so many more influencers, especially, like, fashion influencers, that would be worthy of going to a London fashion show.
I don't get it.
I don't understand.
I don't. I like, if Mel's Wardrobe was from New York, she would be at every show. Period.
Yeah. Agreed. I did see Charlie, petite fashion influencer.
Charlie bit my finger.
Stop it, Charlie. She was at a show that Leomi Anderson was walking.
Oh, yeah?
What's her name? You know her. She's a really small, petite influencer.
Show me.
This one. She was at a show.
Charlie. Oh, Charlie Kamale.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
She went to I don't know what show she went to, but the dresses were unreal. And she was with, I think, a couple of other people went to that show as well. It's completely slipped my mind. But seeing her there, that made me really happy. And the thing is, the show she went to was so her as well. Like, I can literally see her in all the pieces. She looked so good. She wore like a mesh jumpsuit, like tight, and then like bra and like black knickers. She went to the Adnevico. Adnevico show, which was so stunning.
It How
was
do you really, spell it really just stunning. For the people who
You spell it AADNEVIKO official.
Nice.
Adnevico. And it was a nice show and it was nice to see her there. But yeah, I agree. There isn't enough representation and there isn't enough diversity.
I don't get it. Every time, I mean, we've been doing this for 2 years, so what, like 2 years now? What, times four, well, pandemic, whatever. Every time it's London Fashion Week, it's crickets. Like, we ain't even got anything to say because you just don't feel the vibe. Whereas when it comes to a New York, I'm in it. I'm like, oh my God, there's so much going on. Like, did you see this person? This person was going here. And I don't know whether they don't want to embrace the celebrity style culture, but it actually is beneficial of the movement and like pushing forward brands and making people aware. Like, there are so many really sick British designers that we don't even know about. You might see them on like Nessa Porter Matches Fashion. You wouldn't even know they're British because they're not household names. Like, you have the old school household names, like the Mulberries, the Burberrys, the Stella McCartney, but the up and coming babes, like, I wanna really know.
I agree. Like, I remember when I only just realised like what fashion, like, I was like, oh, so in London they use British. Do you remember that?
It's like such a light bulb moment.
I was like, oh my God. And so then when London Fashion Week came around this time, I'm like, right, I know the designs I'm going to go for. But it's like, hang on, I only know about three. Like, who are the British designers? We don't shout about our people enough.
I don't know about them.
No.
Unless you're in that world, maybe you went to
Central Saint Martin's, Raven's Born, and all of that.
You're in that world and you're in that buzz, or you're like an editor or journo, or that's because I remember I went to what show did I go to? Oh, the brand has slipped my mind a couple years ago.
House of Holland.
Yeah, thanks for being in my brain. And it was just weird. You know, this is not on House of Holland. This is on the London Fashion Week. It's just such a weird atmosphere. Everyone is like, I don't know, it's just so stale. It's so bizarre.
Everyone's clicking, everyone's fake as fuck.
Yeah.
And everyone's
really
like
weird.
Looking at everyone like side eye. But you know that, but it's just,
and everyone has a very inflated sense of self and like self importance. Whereas I'm not trying to compare to Americans, but I can imagine like if you're in a show in New York, it's like, hey, like, hey girl, like, no, none of that.
Oh God,
like
no.
A small little,
yeah. But it's just British people, all so reserved, so like put themselves on a pedestal. And do you know who that person reminds me of?
What reason?
Do you remember that guy we used to see at all the events?
I think I even saw him there. No. I might have actually seen him there or in and around.
He is, guys, there's this one person that we used to always see at the event we'd go to. And we once went to a Notion magazine, like publication launch and like an issue launch.
Was he there?
And we was all queuing up outside Knightsdale's, right? Guys, listen to this. And he just walks past like jacket, like just on the shoulders. And he's like, God, look at this queue. Like, I don't queue. I never queue. I don't queue. He gets to the front of the queue, like giving his name. And security guy's like, okay, sweet. Like, get to the back of the line. And he's like, what? Like, it was so embarrassing.
No, it gets worse.
Walking.
He brought out his phone, like, calling someone, like,
and
you need
like
to come and get me. Like, I'm not queuing. But it's not that serious. I feel like the point at which you're on guest list to the event, you're somebody. So just stand in the queue.
With the other guest list people.
Like, we're all on, like, it's not a ticketed event. It's not as if you're VIP. Like, we're all important in our own right. You don't know who people are.
Yeah.
And he rubs me the wrong way because he's one of those that will, like, put his foot in his mouth with someone that he thinks isn't important but actually turns out being important.
Yeah, and then he'll be, like, sucking their ass for, like, the rest of the night.
He's very into clout. You know what, to be fair, I think it's a UK thing. People love
so
clout.
So many people are clout chasers.
Oh my God, if you're verified, their whole nostril is going to be in your bum.
About people being clout chasers.
I don't know. What did you say?
I don't know, but it's just like there's just been like this new generation of people that only talk to people who they find beneficial to them.
Yeah.
And it's like,
is that what can you do?
It's very ingenuine. Mm. Like people aren't creating genuine friendships.
No. No.
Anymore.
No.
Which I don't know. Crazy, but it's the way the cookie crumbles.
I don't know. I think on one hand, I get it in terms of if I'm networking, I'm going to network strategically, right?
Yeah, so
I'm gonna, yeah. But at the same time, if somebody's talking to me and they can't do anything for me, I'm not going to be like, BRB, sorry, got to go. I'm actually going to engage in a genuine conversation.
Yeah.
Because you actually never know where people might go. Example, remember when we went to Amber's launch party with Miss Pap? Yeah. We met Kaz.
Yeah.
From Love Island there. Mm-hmm. And it was very much a case of like, hey, I'm black, you're black. Whoa, we're standing in the queue for the bar. Like, hey, girls. Yeah. And they her, I think she was with her sister, a couple of people. They were a vibe. I was like, oh, nice to meet you. Oh, you whatever, like on Instagram too. And exchanged Instas.
Mm.
And she's on Love Island.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying, oh, like I'm her best friend. I'm not. But it's like, you don't know where people are going to go. So it pays to just
be nice. And, yeah. I agree.
Don't worry. We're taking notes of all the people that are doing some shady shit to us. Okay. Yeah. Run back episode 97 when I got my blue tick. Okay.
Literally. Like, and me and Prinny, obviously, because we're together, like, when you go to those events, it's very easy to not network and not talk to people because we're just together and it's fine. And I think we've learned that, like, it is actually really important to network and like create those friendships with people in the industry that you're looking to go into because it's all fun and well like having your friends from home and this and that, but if they're not interested in the same like hobbies you are, it's going to be difficult to like go far or have someone that just understands and things like that. So this is also a message to like whatever industry or whatever type of hobbies you have to really make that extra effort to like go and network with people and create communities and groups where you can support each other because you are going to need that when you get invited to places.
Yeah.
You know.
Facts.
Yeah. Oh, God. Look at that. No, asking. We haven't given advice in ages.
Because you've been doing fuck shit all summer. I got no advice. Literally. I need advice.
One of the shows, though, that I did, I saw a few pictures of that I did really like was from the designer Nancy.
Oh, stop. That was my hot pick as well. Oh my God, are you in my brain?
No, that's good. Okay, well, we can talk about it then since it's, cool.
I think I really like this one and it leads into like exactly what we were just saying when it's like we don't know British designers. And I feel like this is one that everyone
I can get into her. So this was her first solo London Fashion Week runway debut. So congratulations to her. So she won an award, the LVMH
prize 2021.
Yeah. And she studied at Ravensbourne, I think. Or was it CSM? One of those schools.
Is it London College of Fashion?
Oh no, yeah, sorry. She did her MA at Central St. Martin's. So she did that, won an award, and now she's just had her own solo show. Mm. And guys, the pieces, I just feel like they're very in. I don't know. They're not in, but like I can see them being a thing.
You know what? I have a slightly different take. I think I really liked the pieces.
Yeah.
I think it's stunning that it's her first solo show in the same year or couple of weeks really where she won the LVMH prize. Just for anyone that doesn't know, that's obviously a prize from LVMH. And it's open to designers.
She is LVMH
under
in case people want to
LVMH, the conglomerate. LVMH.
I'm just saying in case people don't know what
LVMH stands for. Moët Hennessy Louis Vuitton. LVMH.
Okay, cool.
Why wouldn't it? Okay, sorry. I'm not laughing at you. You might not know LVMH. And I'm not laughing at you. But I am laughing at you. Sorry. The prize is open to designers under the age of 40 who have presented and sold at least two collections of women's, men's or unisex ready-to-wear. And it's an international competition. So the fact that she won is nuts.
Big.
And the judges on the panel include like Virgil, Rihanna, Stella McCartney, Marc Jacobs and other like LVMH execs. So I just wanted to like show how big it is that she won.
Yeah,
like it's
yeah.
a very prestigious
that is
award.
Huge. Did you know if you buy stocks, Saks and LVMH.
Yeah.
If you go to like certain places like Paris or something or stay somewhere, they like give you like free MOA and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know why I know that information.
You got shares?
Bitch, I might. I'm joking.
That's so funny. No, so to the collection, you saying it's on trend, that is the part of it that
you
lets me
with.
Down in a little way. I was like, I feel like it's so on trend that it's giving SS21.
Yeah, it's wearing SS22.
Yeah, for SS22, I would have wanted to see a bit more innovation because it was quite reminiscent of Mugler's AW21. Do you remember that
shape?
Yeah, the shapes, the cutout, that kind of like slinky, is it lingerie, but wear it. But I wouldn't say it's like a carbon copy because I think it's a bit softer and a bit more
perhaps.
Ready to wear than Mugler's. I think Mugler's is very like, where am I going? Like to the Oscars or something.
No, literally.
So yeah, that was my kind of feelings. But I did like it.
Yeah, I agree. It's giving off like, also though, I don't know how well this might go down, this comment.
Oh, dear.
God, I'm so scared that people are going to like kill me. It's giving me like, I am Gia vibes, but like, for the rich girl.
For anyone who wants to see, so just to say the designer's name again, it's Nensi Dojaka. That's NENSIDOJAKA. If you want to go kind of have a look on the Instagram while we're talking, it's just on trend. I've seen this before.
Yeah. Nothing new.
Like this cutout dress where the whole kind of belly is cut out. Mm-hmm. I've seen variations of that, maybe not like as deeply cut as that, but I've seen this all summer and it reminds me of things from Mugler's collection.
Yeah.
This
agreed.
One reminds me of the underboob slightly, you know, that underboob top that everyone has.
Yep.
It's like a halter with a bit of a cutout again in the midriff area and then a high waisted trouser.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the cutouts trend. We've done it.
It's very this summer.
We've done it. We've all got it. We've all got cutouts. And there's like
everything's cut out.
There's something else. And you know, a lot of people are like, why are things cropped? Why are things cut out? Like, if I wanted it cut out, I'd cut it out myself. No. And I think, do you know what? Like, it's so true. Like, why does everything have to have a hole in it?
It's like, I just want my boob to be inside.
No, literally. So yeah, I do agree. But I do also, I love the collection. But yeah, I do agree that it's not futuristic in that sense. It's not very like, I can't wait for next year's trends if this is because of then.
Yeah.
But then I feel like because we had that year-long pause on fashion and we kind of was like, whoa, what is the trends? What's happening? I feel like designers now are trying to like
catch up
and maybe like
reimagine.
Make something new and be like, okay, now the trends are this and we're going to start from this. But it's like, these are already being done though.
I would say it being her first solo show, I can imagine that maybe she's been working on it for a long time.
Yeah.
So that might play into it as well, where these are designs that she's had a while ago. Mm. But like you said, pandemic and all of these things might have just pushed it out a bit. But I'm not mad at the pieces.
I'm not mad at the pieces.
I love a bit of lingerie.
Yeah.
Lingerie. But
like,
make
I love
it,
the
like,
mesh.
Trendy.
I love all the strings coming here and there and like the bras and it's very her style. Like looking at her old pieces, like you can tell that this is her thing, the cutouts and the lingerie and stuff. I just think I would have liked to have seen something that was slightly different from her older work because it does look very same.
Right.
I would have liked to have seen some like evolving, some evolution happening here.
Mm.
But you can't fault the girl. The stuff is stunning. She just won LVMH. So.
Oh, you know what? Her old stuff is actually, I'm kind of digging it a bit.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah, literally. Really, really
but
cool.
I was reading an article where they said she more or less, I mean, she started working on a collection when she was still like studying, but she more or less like, launched and took off during the pandemic and she like sells out on like Net-a-Porter, Matches
She's
Fashion
on
and all
Sense
of that. So
as well, I believe.
I think that's stunning. Like to be selling out. Oh my God, that dress is so peng.
Yeah.
Woo! To be selling out in the pandemic is nuts. My final point is that I like her old work better.
Yeah. Agreed.
And I understand why she won the prize.
Yeah.
SS22 doesn't ring a bell. Old stuff. You know what? Now, yeah, I can't take anyone seriously that says ring a bell. I was in a meeting and someone was like, it doesn't really ring a bell. And I was there.
Like, in your head, you're like, doesn't ring a bell. I was like,
it doesn't ring a bell, does it?
I think I say that like 50 times a day. Like, I'll be sending an email and I'll be like, doesn't ring a bell. Send. Or like, if it's something I don't know, I'm like, doesn't ring a bell. Gone up? No.
No, but we're it's the way you have to say bow.
Bow.
doesn't ring a bell.
And you know what? If you guys have been listening for a long time, you know that like we get hooked onto one saying for like a few weeks or a few months. So obviously we're at that time now. Because I don't know if you guys remember, we had, why so serious? We had, because I'm going to lose my job.
No, because we really were.
I feel like we've had a few ones. Oh, we have like flavors of the month. And do you know what we need? You know, on Twitter, they have the meme things, like what January meme was.
We need
what was our, like, what saying of that month did we catch on?
We're in a doesn't ring a bell season. That is so funny.
Oh my God, someone tagged her in our TikTok and she's like, how did I get dragged into this?
I love her. That was such a fangirl moment. I was like, oh my God, she commented. I was like, we love you.
I love you so much.
Icon is one of those words as well that's really in my vocab. Like, icon. Everyone is just like, they're iconic. An icon. They're so iconic.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Stun hun. Fabulous.
Fabulous doll.
Fabulous doll. Bessie. Do you know what's so funny?
Sorry, just teasing our Patreon tiers there.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what I realise? Like, sometimes when I'm like talking to guys or something, they're like, oh, like, how's your weekend been? I'll be like, fabulous.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, they might be thinking that I'm just like taking the piss, but I'm actually being very serious. Like, it was very fabulous. Like, I had a really fab time.
I was going to message a guy, Stun Hunt. I had to backspace because that's team too much.
Mm.
Stun Hunt, am I all right?
But in my head, that's really
normal. In my head, that's how I feel. Is that, how are you? I'm Stun Hunt.
Like, how are you? I got called gorgeous the other day on a Hinge. I do like gorgeous. I was like, that's really, really nice. You know what he said? So I liked his picture.
Mm.
And he said, you are gorgeous. Proper good looking. Where are you in your top photo?
Wait, what? Oh, okay, right. As in, like, physically wearing.
Yeah, and obviously I've done all my pre and like stuff. Him? Yeah, he's kind of cute. Like, he's very my vibe, right?
So he went
to a secondary school near me, so obviously I had to go and Facebook him.
Oh, shit.
We've got so many mutual friends, but all his mutuals, like, I hate their guts.
Oh, is he your year?
I think he might be the year above.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
He's giving me like biracial.
Oh no, definitely, he's biracial.
Like, I'm seeing a bit of Asian mix in the fusion.
I was getting like island boy vibes. Island girl, island girl.
You know
girl,
what?
Island girl. Island.
Potentially.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Oh.
He's not bad, is it?
He's not, is he? Hopefully I'm egging on the right one.
Oh God, yeah. She's got, Prinny's got a habit of just getting the guys wrong for me and pushing me towards the wrong types of people.
Well, you don't have to actually listen. The thing is, I forget how influential the things I say can be.
Yeah, and I appreciate like the things you say, so I take them on board at face value, like, because I value your opinion.
You know,
that's
also like, I chat a lot of shit and I forget what I said 5 minutes ago. I changed my mind. So pinch of salt.
She's that disclaimer.
Example, please. This morning I was in love, I was getting married.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm just like,
oh, you know,
go away.
Oh, for God. And you know what? She does these things and I give her the pep talk, like, yeah, Prinny, like, come on, like, give the guy a chance. Like, you know, you got to get out of your head and things
and
like this.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. And now look, I'm wasting my fucking time.
What was that? Everywhere, pinch of salt.
Because the thing is, if I don't respond, she'll be like, do you hate me? You're being so blunt over text.
You know what? It's only when it's the time of the month and it's right now.
Yeah, I'm about to come on and that's why I'm row.
That's why I'm rowdy.
Yeah, I'm like 2 days. Joking. I'm 2 days late, but like.
I was 4.
Oh my God, maybe I'm going to be 4 days late. Vibes.
Trying to be in sync, yeah.
We are, guys, we were so off sync and now our periods are in sync. Like, we were never in sync before. And now, like, but you know, they say the more you hang out with, like, saying, like, your period, like, the magnetic forces, like, bring us together.
I just think that's so weird.
And we period at the same time.
Random thought, nobody cares, but. You know, when you start thinking about, like, periods and anatomy, and then you just start thinking about, like, where did the first human come from?
No, 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 like, how?
Like, it's chicken and egg. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, where did the first animal come from? To then evolve into, like, the man, you know?
This is what makes me think that this is, like, this is not real life. Yeah, like, is it not? It's a simulation. Like, this is not.
I hate to do this, but guys, the game. You know what was that thing? It was like, lost the game or something like
what,
that.
Saw?
No, and it's like, oh shit! Now I've thought about the game. And when you think about the, anyway, so I think I'm talking about something else. Anyways, the point is, you're so right. Like, this is all fake. In the grand, you know those videos,
the galaxies.
You know those videos that zooms out and out and out. We mean nothing. That's why sometimes I sit and I'm working and I'm like, what does this mean? What does it mean?
Yeah, when Kathy is chasing you for work, Kathy, we are just part of one galaxy, huh?
Like, go and ask the next galaxy.
Get a grip, yeah, because right now I've just deep. There's bare galaxies and there's Ting's Guanin in other like, what if in another galaxy they don't pay taxes?
This is the next galaxy. Everything's free.
No. Oh my god! I just had a thing. Oh my gosh, did you ever watch The Good Place?
Yes.
And you know how they have like I think I didn't watch it that far, but I think like in the second season or something, there was like a different scenario of the same thing and she came again.
Yeah.
What if in every galaxy there is a version of like planet Earth, so where like people are.
And they think they're the only ones.
No. Oh. But it's a different simulation. Like in this one, we're going to make society this way. Like there's a system and they pay taxes and there's a government. In this one, it's a free for all. So it's just like, there's no rules. There's no, and they're just like trying to see like what makes sense and what works.
Okay, fine. But who are those people that are deciding this? Who are they? This is why I believe in aliens. Because if I can be here, I'm an alien. Like, we're aliens to aliens. Do you get what I mean? Like, if I can be here, if you can be here, if this planet can be here, why can't an alien be here? What makes us so special that we're the only kind of human
and
type
also,
thing?
Where did the word alien come from? Like, there's a word and a definition for something that apparently isn't real. So it shouldn't, like, the word.
No, because, you know, these are the things I think about in bed. And then sometimes I get myself really upset. Like, even when I think, like, I get scared, like, I have to, like, shake it out of my head, and that's when I have to watch, like, Moesha to, like, calm my nerves. No, because then I think about death, and I'm like, okay, so then, like, these are the possibilities that can happen after you die. I'm like, I could just wake up, and it's like a dream, and I'm like, whoa, but I'm just, like, in heaven.
That was weird.
Or, like, yeah, I'm like, that was such a weird dream, like... Like, you just, it's so mad. Like, I hate the unknown, but I love it. But I hate it.
And that's why it's, I'm Christian, so I'm not going to try and sound too controversial, but that's why sometimes it's easier to just have faith.
Oh, yeah, because it's heaven. No, but, I still believe I'm going to heaven.
No,
though.
Because that way, it's actually easier. It's just, you know, God came, did his thing, like, he's guiding us and whatnot, and I saw it go. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Because then if you don't believe in that and you believe in science and your head's hurting.
No, because it also, like, I don't... Like, I know I do bad things and naughty things, like I sin and stuff, but, like, it really scares me to think I could be burnt, like, go to the gates of hell. Like, that really scares me. Like, I always make jokes to my friends, like, see you there, bitch. Like, see you at the gates, but it's like...
No!
I actually don't want to
go. Why are you
there.
Manifesting?
I want to be at the gates of heaven with the flowers and all the angels and, like, all the little babies.
No, but I think...
Angel babies in the clouds.
Well, my interpretation and, you know... spiritual, godly people, correct me if I'm wrong, but so long as you repent,
yeah, like you say sorry,
like you should be good. Obviously, don't be like,
I haven't killed anyone,
that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, don't be like, go on a mad one, be like, oh yeah, God, I'm sorry still, and then you go do it again, like, you know what I mean? It has to be from a genuine place of, we all fail and we're not perfect and la la la, and you repent, and then you know, you should learn the error of your ways and become a better person, hopefully, before you die.
No, literally. Sometimes, like, just randomly, I'll be, like, praying. I'm like, man, I got a lot of things to be sorry for. But it's like, I just want to live my life as well. Mm, but it's like, I have good morals.
Yeah.
And I'm not a bad person. But I've done naughty things.
And everyone
And maybe
has.
Something, like, maybe I might have treated someone, like, in a bad way before and stuff. But I do, like, in my own time, acknowledge those things and think, you shouldn't have acted like that. Or, like, you've been a little fake bitch. That weren't nice.
Look, we've all done bad things. Okay, fine. There's a scale. There's a scale in terms of, like, what's good and what's bad and this is worse than this. But when it comes to sin, there's no scale on sin. Sin is sin.
Yeah.
Agreed. So, do you know what I mean? So, I think from that perspective, we are all sinners. We are. And it's facts. And I think that, like, the quicker people accept that and realize that, the easier it will be. Like, one of the things I don't know how we just turned this into, like, a religious segment, but
I have
here we are.
No idea.
But one of the things that I really hate is people that think they're holier than thou and looking down on people, like, oh, isn't your thing too revealing? Or, oh, like, why are you drinking? Bro, they were drinking in the Old Testament times, okay?
That bread and wine was going down.
There were
down
prostitutes
well.
There as well, so I'm sure their boob was hanging out as well. Like, but some of them repented, and you know what? They made it to heaven. So let's all be serious.
Focus
and
on your focus, own sins.
That's what I'm saying, because same way, if you say, oh, like, I'm not going to take an example, X something is a sin, you're sitting there doing yappa, 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 gossiping with your Christian friends.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's not loving thy neighbour,
well.
Is
you're not
it?
Loving thy... Literally, what's the word? Something, cast the first stone and all of that good stuff. And it's something about judging, like, I don't know, like, take the speck out of your eye.
Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
Those, I'm not good with these sayings, you know.
You're
what
not
I'm
turning
like.
The other cheek and this and, you know.
All of that stuff. So, yeah.
Me and my primary school RE's.
No, literally.
Turn the other cheek. Love thy neighbour.
Yeah, you can tell I haven't been to church in a while, innit?
So I'm waiting for you bare, to... Yo, you're bare
I'm
stuttering.
Bare freestyling. You know what? From a perspective of transparency, I'm actually going through a phase. And I think we all go through phases where you turn away. I haven't turned away from God. I've more so just turned away from the organisation being a church. And I think it's probably more, maybe I've outgrown my church or I need to... find the love again, because we've been in pandemic and you do the online thing, but I still pray, I still talk to God. I've been doing naughty things.
I'm the type of person as well, I always think, like, obviously it's really good to go to, like, the religious institutions or holy houses and homes, but I don't think not going takes away from, like,
no, I don't
you and
so
your
at
faith
all.
And stuff, because faith isn't whether you do or don't go to church. Faith is what you believe in and how you live your life. So, like, if anyone out there is like, oh, feels bad for not, like, as long as you're doing what you feel is right for you and how you see your religion, and, you know, then you're fine.
I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad at all. Like, there's nothing in me that's like, oh,
guilty,
like,
that I haven't gone or
no,
anything.
No, I'm not, because I know the Bible. I'm clearly this episode. I mean, I don't know about, but I know the principles. I know what I believe. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I have those communications. I know my faults. I know I'm sinning. I'm trying. All of, you know, like, I'm very aware. And I think, you know, there will be a time where I will get back to that. But I just feel, as for right now, there's reasons. I mean, I'm happy to discuss if anyone wants to discuss. I don't want to take it there right now, but there are reasons why, and that's okay for me.
Yeah.
You know, so it is what it is.
I mean, I'm not a practicing Muslim. I'm far from it, but I have faith and I believe in Allah. But do I sometimes feel like maybe I should pray more and talk to God more and stuff? Yeah, I do, but I'm just not a very, like, holy person. I just believe there is a God, and I have my own God that I believe in, and so I go, and during Ramadan I try not to drink alcohol and fast. period. I don't know how the hell we got in. It's very refreshing.
It was me talking about. Sorry, it was me. It was the period. And then, that was quick. Well, like, what? I want to know, as a listener, like, do you think we're normal?
Yeah. Like, because obviously we jump here, then everywhere. And to us, it's just. Because they must be like...
Your brain is like...
Nancy, periods, aliens, universe.
God.
How did the first human be born? Why is there a word alien to... I don't go to church. To... to... Have you watched A Good Place? How? I ain't complaining, but like... But that's just the way, like, what's in my head.
No, quite literally.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun. I don't, you know, I don't really have much else to say about London Fashion Week. You know, I wanted to talk about Nancy. I just wanted to say invite more people, make it more inclusive. Or
are we going to a show?
Yeah, we are actually.
We're going to the Puma X Liberty show tomorrow, which will be Tuesday. So we would have already gone by the time this comes out. So next week's episode, we will fill you in on
that. Yeah, we'll chit chat about it. I don't know. I want to see Skepta, Tiny Temper. I want to see Dave. Bloody Ed Sheeran. Like I want to see. I want to see Bree Runway. I want to see. I want to see Georgia Smith. I want to see like stylists. There's so many people. I want to see them out and about.
I don't want to see them going in their London Fashion Week outfits.
Like I want to see them going to shows.
Like look at Bretman Rock. Every single show he went to, he was dressed in lines. Like come on. What about our influencers?
I want London Fashion Week to be a moment where everyone's like, oh my God, like, I wonder who's going to the shows. I wonder what people are doing. I want them to be papped. Like, I want to see them rolling out the after parties and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, even Maya Jama. I didn't really see...
No. I don't know.
Somebody somewhere tell me, like, do they get an invite and they choose not to go because it's boring? Because maybe. Might be like, oh, it's just a bit stiff people. I don't want to go. Or is it just that they don't get invited? Because that ain't right.
And who do I talk to?
British Fashion Council.
Is it them? Ew. Yeah.
It even sounds so like
exactly
old.
British Fashion Council.
Like, I bet what are you counselling?
Like Heather, that was like the head of something. And do you know what it is? It's just straight white people sat at the very top of the pyramid. Other than Edward Enifall from Vogue, he was invited to a party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously Vogue, but like,
anyway.
Like, I'm bored of seeing Alexa Chung.
No, you know what? Her name was in my head. No facts.
Every day, Alexa Chung, Alexa Chung. What has Alexa Chung been doing? I remember Alexa Chung from her presenting days on Channel 4, and after that, that was it.
Well, she did. She has a collection.
Yeah, I know, but
I don't
I'm
even
bored.
Think it's not even like anything.
Every
to
day
write home
in the Evening Standard today, Alexa Chung was with, who was she with at this show? Iris Law. I'm just like, who are these people?
They're not tastemakers to me. They're not people I look to. And maybe we're just not the demographic. Because I think Alexa Chung and Irish Law, whoever or whatever, Iris Law.
Jude Law's daughter.
Right. Jude Law's things. Maybe they appeal to the demographic.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe someone somewhere is gagging to see what Iris Law was doing on the weekend.
So what do we need to do? Make our own London Fashion Week? Like, we have to do everything. Make our own everything.
No, I think it's...
the culture.
I think it's getting to that point where...
We need just a...
There needs to be... there needs to be more stuff happening during the time of London Fashion Week that represents the culture.
Yeah. The people you steal everything from.
There just needs to be more. And I don't know who that... But then this is the problem, because then it's like, what, who's going to be running the event? It's a fucking Shade Borough.
GRM.
GRM, like, Grime Daily, Shade Borough.
We need, like,
Mixtape Madness,
own, like,
Link Up TV, and...
Yeah. We need that kind of... Still part of the culture, but, like, professional.
Mm. What we need is we need...
Industry, like being in the industry gets
We
it.
Need people who have been in the industry that are in the culture. Stylists, designers.
Who's that editor for Vogue, that mixed journals, girl, like her, like the Edward Enifalls, like those type of people to like help.
And just like build a scene, have a say. Because the problem is you have the London Fashion Week released their schedule, and that's basically it. You have a few side events that are not on schedule, but they're not really like big enough. Mm-mm. And it might be a funding thing, right? Like, who's gonna just get money out their ass to just do something just to be like, hey, we're here. I don't know. It's stressing me out. Getting heated, getting a headache.
Inshallah, brother, we can go to New York Fashion Week.
Oh my God, how stunning
and
would that be?
And just enjoy a real fashion.
I actually think what we should just do is just go to New York when it's Fashion Week.
Yeah, because that's what they say. Like, they say you just go.
You just go.
And you just end up meeting people and they'll be like, come here, do this, do this. Who was saying that?
Rebecca Garten said go for Grammys week. And go to LA.
When's Grammys week next year?
I don't know.
Because we can go to America.
Well, we're not vaccinated, babe.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote a tweet that was like, swear down, I got to be vaccinated. Y'all got me.
No.
I'm not going to.
Now I'm like, oh, just F it. Like, maybe I just, because I want to go to Turkey. I want to go see my family. And now they come off a red list. My mum's even like, y'all got me too. She's like, I think I'm going to just have to get it. And she's going to book hers and go. And it's like, this is what they wanted.
No, that's what I'm saying. And it's annoying because I see through their plan.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
And I'm not an anti-vaxxer in the slightest.
No, I'm just exercising my right to choose.
Yeah, it's just I don't like the fact that it's not pro-choice. Mm. That's just not cool. And I'm being
forced
and guilt-tripped and blackmailed to get something so that I can live my life.
No, literally blackmailed.
Because what I don't understand is you can still pass this virus on and catch it whilst being vaccinated.
No.
That's why I don't understand.
This is what stresses me out. When I see the headlines, it's like, breaking news. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to do a PCR test and you don't have to isolate. But you can still have the COVID.
And give it to everyone. Then, so the pan is never going to end anyway. No. So it's like,
it's not making sense. I don't know. I'm not a politician. What do I know?
Oh my God, on Friday, when I was out and drunk, obviously, I met this guy. And I was like, what do you do? He's like, I'm a nurse. I was like, oh my God, you vaccinated. And he's like, I forgot what he said. Anyways, I was chewing his ear off of why I wasn't vaccinated and things like that. And I honestly think he hated my guts. He still took my Instagram.
Sympathy to shut you up.
Shut me up and get me out of there. That's so jokes.
That is so jokes.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It is what it is. Well, that was nice and stunning. I feel like we touched on a lot of topics, as we do. Confidently.
Loads of topics. We never go amiss.
Right, guys. It has come to that time of the episode where we give you guys Adam of the Week.
I didn't realize
you were preparing yourself. I was like, you trying to talk to me? That is so funny. So if you're new here, Item of the Week is a segment where we give you guys an item that we've been looking at. It's been on our wish list. Just to share a bit of inspo because, you know, trends can be a bit too trendy and you're trying to figure out where can I shop that maybe people don't know or try new things and expose you to different brands and different things. So, yeah, that's what we do. If you want to see the items, head over to stylingcitydiaries.com where everything will be linked. And obviously you're following us on Instagram, so you'll see them there too.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not ready, honey, so you got to go first.
I am. And mine is Anansi Dojaha. Sorry. Dojaka. In my head, it's Dojaka.
It might actually be. Ignore me. I can't pronounce anything, babe.
And this is the layered cutout mini dress. And I mean, it's obviously like ridiculously out of my budget. This is definitely a wish list that will probably never get ticked. Actually, don't block your blessings. Soon come. So it's like a cutout dress with mesh. And it's just, it looks like the body on the body, if that makes sense. It's £1,476. Sterling.
How much?
£1,476.
That's like change.
Yeah. Obviously, they're not available at the minute. You can pre-order them. But yeah, that is my item of the week. Gotta support the young designers of the British Council Fashion. What am I saying?
You talk too much. Joking. about it. All right, can you do me a favor? I'm gonna need a
background
foreign exchange conversion, Aussie dollars to GBP, please. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So as you can tell, mine's like an Australian brand, and the brand is called Khirzad Femme. So that's Khirzad Femme, double M E. This, oh my God, I think I got to get it for the birthday month. It's stunning. It's called the Tulum Wrap Fur Top Pink. Imagine a bright fuchsia kind of silky satin top, kind of dramatic wrapped. It's like a dramatic shoulder, but it's kind of like folded, and it's a wrap top, but then it's the arms fur.
Oh my God, that is so you.
That's so me.
If a dress could be you.
It's just a top though.
Oh, it's a top.
Yeah.
And do you know what? You would actually even wear it with that zebra print as well. That, I want to see more pictures.
No,
but that
no
is
more.
Really stunned. Do you want me to?
Yeah, I'll see.
3.6. Okay.
So Amber's converting the price because it's in the Aussie dollars.
It's £195.92.
I need a boyfriend. Yep. No, but you know what? It's stunning, and I've seen it done, but I've not seen it done like this. Mm. I really like it. It's luxury.
It's very, very you.
And it's 100% silk blend with ostrich feather details. So 100 and what? Like pay. So this is available. Never mind. It's
might be a bit controversial, this brand.
Controversial.
Just animal cruelty.
Now you're going to send all the animal cruelty people to their comments. Amber Live told me on Sun City Diaries that this is ostrich feather details. Right. So yeah, the item is currently on pre-order. So yeah, check it out. So that's the Tulum Wrap Fur Top in pink.
Yahahas.
Yahahas.
Guys, have an absolutely stunning week. It's been a wonderful time, per usual. And we've got some exciting things coming up, actually.
Dun, dun, dun. Monday.
Yeah.
Our Patreon launches.
Yay!
And the crowd goes wild.
Woo!
Thank you guys for letting us have a summer holiday, because I know we teased this.
We've been
at the beginning
this,
of the summer. But we've been, you know what? We've been getting content. We've actually been playing out, getting the content for the Patreon. The Patreon is going to be full of all the salacious stories that, like, we don't want our mums to hear.
Literally, they are. We're just saying it as it is.
I like to think my mum won't pay for Patreon. Not sure about yours.
No, she won't. She won't. She won't. She doesn't even listen anymore.
Oh, really? Like, you're in the clear.
I was like, okay, why do you think I'm so free?
For any new listeners, Amber's mum was literally listening to the episode,
like, religiously,
and giving feedback. Like, Amber, why did you say
that? Why did you say that? Why did you swear like that? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? Don't say things like that. What if people hear? What if they say something when you're older? You're gonna listen back to this, and then your career's gonna be over. I'm like, what? Like, no one cares about me chatting shit. I can tell you that I'm one person out of 7 billion people in this world.
And that's only in this galaxy.
And on that note,
see ya.